This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A federal judge has unsealed the search warrant that authorized the FBI's unprecedented search of former President Donald Trump's Florida home earlier this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
Court papers show FBI agents took 11 sets of classified records from Mar-a-Lago, including documents labeled top secret. The court did not release specific details about what's in the documents, which former Justice Department official Stephen Salzberg says is proper.
Because that would reveal things that people who don't have security clearances aren't supposed to see.
Trump has said the seized documents were all declassified, though that's unclear. He'd kept the documents despite multiple requests from agencies to follow federal law and hand them over. Both he and the Justice Department urged the judge to take the unusual step of unsealing the warrant. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations is calling for immediate access to a nuclear power plant under siege that Ukraine asserts is being hit by Russian rocket fire. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an address that another shelling by Russia was recorded around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Reports of heavy fighting along with artillery shelling in the area were reported on Friday. The head of the UN nuclear agency says there's a real risk of nuclear disaster unless the fighting stops and inspectors are allowed inside the facility. The plant is Europe's largest nuclear facility. Russian forces who occupy the plant have been accused of using it as a shield to fire at Ukrainian army positions. There have been reports of heavy shelling in the areas over the past 2 weeks. VOA News. Author Salman Rushdie has been attacked as he was about to give a lecture in western New York. AP correspondent Joshua Goodman was in the audience when a man stormed the stage and attacked Rushdie.
At the amphitheater, there were about 2,500 people waiting to hear Salman Rushdie speak. He had just walked onto the stage, was still being introduced less than a minute before the event began, and a man rushed from this audience up onto the stage and started punching or stabbing. It wasn't quite clear, but there was clearly some sort of blood or red liquid going in many directions. A collective sigh of shock from the audience, many of whom are here to, you know, contemplate the problems of the world, not to see them up close.
Rushdie had been the subject to death threats as far back as the 1980s after the publication in 1988 of his novel, The Satanic Verses. He's known as a prominent spokesman for free expression and liberal causes. His novel was banned in Iran, where the late leader Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini issued a 1989 fatwa, or edict, calling for Rushdie's death. Protests against Rushdie erupted around the world, including a riot that killed 12 people in Mumbai. He later spent 9 years hiding under a British government protection program before cautiously resuming his public appearances. Supporters of Iran-backed Shiite groups have rallied in Baghdad to denounce their rivals, followers of an influential Shiite cleric who stormed the parliament last month and have been holding a sit-in outside the assembly building in the Iraqi capital. The rivalry between the two sides shows the deep divisions within Iraq's Shiite community, which makes up about 60% of Iraq's population. An unprecedented drought is affecting nearly half of the European continent. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
With no significant rainfall for almost 2 months in western, central and southern Europe, the widespread drought is damaging farm economies, forcing water restrictions, causing wildfires and threatening aquatic species. The dry period is expected to continue in what experts say could be the worst drought in 500 years. They say climate change is exacerbating conditions as hotter temperatures speed up evaporation and thirsty plants take in more moisture. Europe, though, isn't alone in the crisis, with drought conditions also reported in East Africa, the Western US, and Northern Mexico. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can keep up on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.